Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. In the last 30 minutes or so, I have been covering just the tip of the iceberg, or the top molecule of ice at the tip of the iceberg, of the thousands of videos, thousands, just of police arresting camera people. In fact, Jaron, there's one I forgot to send you, or I think I sent it to you, but I don't see it in the printouts here. It's the one in Texas where there's the overturned 18-wheeler and the mainline news trucks there, and the cop comes over and they're totally polite and they flip out on them, and the people start trying to leave, and the cop goes ahead and arrests both the cameraman and the reporter, and there's just countless of those, including cops beating up mainline TV. There'll be a big wreck, and in one of the videos, the news truck's there. They're probably 100 yards away to get the whole shot in the background on the nighttime one. I think that was in Utah, I forget. And the cops just come running over, and they say, "Get out of here." And they go, "Well, I'm just doing my job. I'm here to film the wreck for the news." And they go, "No, you're not." And just rah, grab them and tackle them. I mean, it's just like crazy. These are crazy people. And the police, in most of the cases, try to defend this. And why are the social engineers telling cops to defend this and go along with it? To make the public hate you, while at the same time turning you into a bunch of goons. But this has got to be, of all the videos I've seen, the worst. This is out front, Building 7, the new Building 7, Larry Silverstein, owner of the World Trade Centers. Yeah, there it is. Insane cop arrests ABC News reporter for filming traffic incident. Watson wrote that article about it, but they've got the video in it. But this is in New York. This is in New York. And a couple years ago, it's in the film Truth Rising. And guys that could literally walk right on to a Hollywood set and play, you know, Goodfellas, come over and say, "Don't film me." But they're on the sidewalk legally protesting. They've even had the little special permits. And they say, "Well, I'm going to say you got a bomb. And I'm going to say you got a gun. And we know you don't have one, but you'll go to jail first." The cops come. They tell them that. And the cops grab the video camera and say, "Yes, this is a gun." And start laughing and say, "Leave or we're going to arrest you for a bomb and a gun." And Luke's like, "You're serious?" This is police on camera with the security thugs of Larry Silverstein, and they say, "Larry don't like you being here. Larry don't like you." Oh, you think I'm kidding? Here's the video of the Larry Silverstein Truth Rising.
Security guards who identify themselves as police officers and then say, "We have backpack explosives and bombs."
Let me smile. Let me get locked down.
And he said, "We're going to get arrested, but we won't. I mean, I know my rights."
Well, right now the fourth is on the way.
I know.
How do you want me to stall you guys so y'all can stay here and then come? So I'm letting you know right now that the fourth is on the way right now.
Remember when they came last time, we said this is New York City, this is Fort Authority Street?
See, Larry don't want to hear that.
I know Larry, but who's Larry? Larry's not above the law. We're citizens. We're Americans.
Later, one of the security guards did talk to me, did take me to the side and explain to me what was going on, that it was really Larry Silverstein who tried to set us up.
You can't report this. You got to shut that off. You can't be reporting this. Shut that off.
It's a public sidewalk, though.
Can I ask you why you're taking my picture?
I have every right to. You're on a public sidewalk. I'm a citizen.
Hey, you know what? Stop this.
I don't mean no.
We got TV host, radio host Lionel coming up. I'm going to back that up a minute. It's only 3 minutes long. I'm going to play it as we introduce Lionel because I want the full radio audience to hear this and see this. And then we've got all these other videos. In New York, a police smoking cigars while they choke and beat up an ABC reporter for no reason. I mean, with cigars, these guys have pipes.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2233. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, our guest is coming up here in a few minutes. His bio would take an hour to go over. As a lawyer, a nightly TV host in New York City, syndicated radio host, WABC, WOR, Premier Radio Network. I mean, you name it, Court TV, Air America. Everybody knows who Lionel is. That's why when I got to the new media seminar at Talkers, be the keynote speaker, and they're like, he's like, "Hi, I'm Lionel. I'm going to introduce you. I'm a big fan." I'm like, "Oh, I know who you are, but..." And he gave me a pretty good introduction. But I've asked him to come on today with a little light entertainment to roast me. But he wants to talk about serious issues, but he says he doesn't want to make the audience mad. No, I actually like it. It's a sick thing. I've admitted it. Now his stuff is lighthearted and friendly. But I actually, people that really make up outrageous lies about me, that's why I'm not going to sue the Dallas blog saying I work for Obama when they have no proof. They just say it's funny. So at a certain level, I really like it. So we're going to be I guess something's wrong with me, but it's fun to be roasted. We're going to be talking to Lionel of LionelMedia.com here in just a moment. But for stations that just joined us earlier, there's this big controversy. Out of the thousands of videos out there, it's become a national story with the woman in Rochester and the cops saying, you know, it's not just get back. And she's on her own property, front yard, videotaping a cop stopping people and searching their car. And she says she's observing. They tell her, go and get back in your house. And she says no, but starts backing up, as they've said, and they still arrest her. So I thought I'd play clips where they arrest news people or threaten to arrest my camera crew or do arrest them in Pittsburgh. Totally polite, on a hill, videotaping demonstrations. Cops come up in riot gear and say, put the camera down, you're going to jail. And then the media is always, well, what was on the camera before that happened? Just any excuse to rationalize this. And the point is, when your police cease to be servants of the people and become thugs, you're living in a tyranny. It's very elementary. Now, going back to this clip from Truth Rising, this is Luke Radowski with a few We Are Change members out there with a sign saying Larry Silverstein, you know, said pull Building 7. And they've already been out there before. They've been harassed. The cops have come before. It's legal and lawful for them to be there. They even go and get the permit like they're supposed to. And here come private security people saying, we're going to say you have a bomb. We've called the police. The police get there, and the police agree. They say, yes, we're going to say your backpack's a bomb, and we're going to say your camera's a gun. And they grab it away and say, look, you know, we found a gun. And then they said, now leave, or we're going to charge you. So here are the cops involved in a fake bomb threat that's a violation of federal law under the Patriot Act. Here are the Silverstein people, at least the one guy, saying, I know you don't have a bomb, but I'm going to say you do, and it's going to be 30 days in the hole. We'll finish the clip, go to Lionel, but here is the audio and video. If folks want to see the video, become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. You can see the whole film. Or, hey, go to YouTube. It's free at YouTube. But you might want to buy the DVD and support us at InfoWars.com, as I said earlier. You know, sometime we've got to get some funds into this operation to continue, so we can continue to expose things like this. So what's so important about this is now the New York police, at least this gaggle, Port Authority police, have gotten so corrupt that they involve themselves in literal official oppression, threatening to frame someone with private security goons that look like they came out of a Goodfellas movie on video, and then don't even take the camera away. So they think this is just standard procedure. Do it in front of God and everybody else. Here it is.
It's a public sidewalk, though.
Can I ask you why you're taking my picture?
I have every right to. You're on a public sidewalk. I'm a citizen. Hey, buddy, we were out here before, so I don't mean no disrespect.
Can you take your camera out of my face? Because you're disrespecting me by doing that.
So I'm not doing anything illegal.
And he's in his face right now.
Can you politely, can you take the camera out of my face?
That's off, right? It's not, right? Come on, you gotta shut that off, man.
We have every right to, though.
Huh?
We're not doing anything illegal. We have every right to.
Shut that off. Never what I was saying.
When Ricky comes, I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
Exactly.
I saw wires coming.
Hit pause right there. Now, if you just joined us earlier, I played the clip where they say Larry doesn't like you, or Larry Silverstein. And now they're saying, I think he's got a bomb. And the other guy goes, oh, yeah, there is a bomb. Let's continue.
The guy even admitted, you know, I know you're not a terrorist, but I'm going to say you're a terrorist, and you're going to spend 30 days in a hole before they really find out.
We're not terrorists, we're Americans, sir. You're right. By the time the government figures it out, you'll be in a hole for 30 days.
I mean, just understand.
There's no record what he's saying. Don't record what I'm saying. Hey, please, do that favor. He's still recording me. Come on, man.
You have every right to, sir. I'm sorry, but constitutionally, legally, you have every right to.
Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail?
All right, that's enough. As it goes on, then the cops come. They go along with the fake bomb scare, grab the camera, say it's a gun, but then they have another camera up down the street 20 yards away that catches all that. I mean, this is insanity. Now, this is probably the most evil video I've ever caught with police and private security working together out in the open trying to frame somebody. And he says, I know you don't have a bomb, but by the time they figure it out, you'll be in the hole for 30 days. I mean, like a gangster from a Looney Tunes cartoon. Hey, Bugsy, look what we did to him. Hey, get the cops over here. They work for the boys. Hey, cops, get him. We're going to say they got a bomb. How's that sound?
A cop. Oh, that sounds good, Louie. Let's do it right now. We're going to show these people. They try to have a First Amendment in America.
All right, but the whole video is, again, in Truth Rising. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, he is a lawyer. We'll get his take on that. Get into some serious issues, and if I beg him, perhaps a bit of a roasting. LionelMedia.com. He's a ex-prosecutor and criminal defense trial lawyer from the great state of Florida, or Florida, as he wrote a little joke there. And it goes on, old-school country music devotee who worships at the altar of George Jones. Well, don't we all? And it goes on, talk radio host since 88, morning drive, afternoon, WABC, WOR, Premier Radio Network, Internet Radio, Court TV, Air America nationally, every talk radio format concerning the gamut of political and socio-political ideology. Watch nightly on New York's PIX 11, that's the big news station, where he gives news commentary seven nights a week, hardworking guy. Broaching and addressing subjects no one in the mainstream media will ever think about, much less expose or explain. First Amendment constitutional strict constructionist, civil liberties warrior, one of the first in the media, mainstream media, to address TSA gate rape and gropings, focuses attention on the disintegration of the latter and spirit of the Constitution, the letter and spirit of the Constitution, the disintegration of personal freedoms, Fourth Amendment erosion, the systematic disintegration of Article I's war power provisions, systematic habituation to increased government intrusion and surveillance, political atheist and unapologetic realist, voted by Talkers Magazine, heaviest 100, most important talk radio host of all time, LionelMedia.com, and for public school educated folks like myself, LIONEL, LionelMedia.com. Lionel, great to have you on, my friend.
Alex, it is indeed a pleasure, and I've got to tell you something. Every day I have listened to your show, and I've listened for I don't know how many years, my blood pressure goes up. I actually physically, viscerally respond to this. I get sick. Every single day, you make me sick. In a good way. And I'm serious. There is not one show. There is not one day that goes by where I turn to my wife and say, what country are we living in? Number one. Two. Where are the mainstream media? Where are these narcotized, zombified sock puppets? What are they talking about? Do you know that today, the big story is in New York. By the way, thank God you're not in New York for a variety of reasons. The president's here and Justin Bieber's here. That's it. And if you walked around and listened to local media news, you swear those are the only two things that are happening on the planet. In front of everybody, in full view, those are the stories. And I'm looking at your website and listen every day, and I swear to you, my blood pressure is going up, my diastolic is through the roof. I don't know if I can take this anymore. And I don't know how you do it. I've heard, and if anybody who's ever, you know, I study your show, Alex, I love it. And I've devoted a lot of time to it, and you've been a great inspiration for me and LionelMedia.com. And when I talk to Michael Harrison from Talkers, and we both have said, you've got to get this person on to introduce him to, you know, mainstream conventional talk radio, because what you were doing, excuse me, I don't mean to be laudatory, and I'm not trying to you know, blow smoke, as they say, or be fawning, and I meant this. When I introduced you in the Pantheon, in the history of radio luminaries, the people who, in latter day, have changed the face of this, you've got to give credit. Forget ideology or style. Rush Limbaugh, Howard Stern reintroduced people to the AM dial. AM dial, prior to them, was known for two things, at least in most jurisdictions. One was, and the other one was, La Música del Tiempo, and it was like Spanish radio, or it was static, or you could tell when the lightning was coming in. They were integral. Add to the mix you and what you've done, and I mean it from the heart. You have redesigned and re-implemented a delivery system that the mainstream media folks better pay attention to, because this is not the future. This is the present. Disguised as a future.
Well, Lionel, what do you want to get into first? You want to roast me first? Or you were saying you wanted to talk about the Talkers Conference and the aftermath of that?
Well, I got to tell people. You've got to imagine this. Now, again, I spoke about this on LionelMedia.com, and Saturday morning, New York, it's first thing in the morning. Now, folks, you got to understand this. People are quiet. They're wiping the web from their eye. Perhaps maybe it was a late night. I get by and do my introduction, and they're sitting there with their bagels. You notice the people who are around the bagels and refreshment table, the schnorrers, as they're called, you know, getting it for free. So they walk in, they sit down, and say, oh, yeah, Alex Jones. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard of him. And all of a sudden, it was Elmer Gantry on speed meets Howard Beale meets whatever, and they didn't know what to make out of this. And I said, that's my boy. That's Alex. That's the way to do it. So anyway, as we were talking, people said, you know, and let me tell you something, and this is serious, and Michael Harrison of Talkers and others are paying attention to this. You know, Alex, as I get older, my hearing is getting bad. And I don't mean my auditory hearing. I mean I get bored real easy. So I need something to rev me up. And I'm going to say something. I have not listened to conventional talk radio in maybe 20-something years. Seriously, a whole show from anybody. It bores me to death. In fact, do not waterboard me. Should you ever want to torture me, Cheney, don't waterboard me or stress the positions. Just put on any conventional mainstream media talk show, and I will tell you anything you want to know within 5 minutes. Just turn that off. It's white noise. It's blather. It's rote repetition. It is mind-searing, mind-numbing audio white noise. And it's, but you come along, and like I said, I'm as you can see what it's done to me right now. So anyway, so here you come along. And I told people, I said, what you have to do is, there are some moments of the Alex Jones show, which I think are the most fantastic. I love when you say, get Watson on the phone. Now, that's the best. I tell people, pay attention to this one. Paul Watson, bless his heart, I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing. One time he was on his honeymoon. I recall it, Paul Joseph Watson did, get him on the phone. And he's a very, very gentlemanly British young man, as you know. And you said, Watson, Alex, yes, listen, I'm in the middle of my honeymoon as we speak, Alex. I don't want to go into detail. All right, Watson, I want you to do something. Break this down, Watson. They're microwaving kittens in Moldova and selling them to Eastern European. Alex, I can't talk right now. I'd love to do this. All right, you make a point of that, Watson. Get on it right away, Watson. Right now, have it. And you hear the man pleading with you, please, Alex, just give me my honeymoon. And it's like, listen, we are on a mission, and we're going to get down to business, and you can have your honeymoon later.
He was actually in bed, and I wasn't thinking that I was even on radio. It was like, that was on radio? And I guess he's like, it's midnight, Alex. I'm in bed, Alex.
Midnight for you, but the info war never stops. And I've got, seriously, let me tell you another example of why your story is so important. And I have told people about this stuff, and what you have done is you are, believe it or not, almost like NASCAR. You ever talk to somebody who's never heard of NASCAR? They think it's, I don't know, some good old boy goat roper in the middle of nowhere or like Smokey and the Bandit, and then they become aware of the enormity of it, and they say to themselves, where have I been? You're like that, and this other media are like that. You came along a while back with TSA groping. All right. So I said, this is not fair. Now, I am, as I said, as you said, an ex-prosecutor. That scared me more when I saw what people could do, Alex, in the name of us, in the name of the flag, in the name of government, in the name of law and order, the subjugation, little by little, the systematic subjugation of people's rights, and almost applauded to by people who don't know any better, who think they're supporting, you know, Andy from Mayberry, who think that they're supporting something. And cops are not bad. I mean, I was a part of that system. But anyway, but you came along with this TSA thing. Now, sure enough, my wife and I were in Tampa, my hometown. And everything was fine. We left. We're going to Tampa. Left Newark, and everything was fine. Coming through, sure enough, they look at my wife, who is most attractive.
Yes, I met your wife. She is. She's quite the number.
She certainly is. And believe me, I'm the luckiest man on the world, or in the world, rather, or on the world. But anyway, so he looks at me. I'm going through the magnetometer. Aunt B's going through the magnetometer. Uber Pie. Everybody's going through it. All of a sudden, this fellow looks at her and says, you, we want to give you this scan. Now, we had talked about this. And you had alerted me to this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is a backscatter radiation. This is Rapiscan. This is Chertoff, baby. This is not some mild, passive little... This is radiation, uncalibrated, uncertified, virtually unknown. I don't know what you're blasting at me.
And they're recording the images of her naked body.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
We knew all about that thanks to Alex Jones.
At least Hugh Hefner would ask her and pay her money to be in there.
Well, especially especially now because, as you know, Hugh's not doing too well in his personal life. Anyway, so sure enough, they do this. Well, when she dares to say, I'm not going to go through that, he, again, all of a sudden, it's like Sheriff Boss Hogg. It's like the Milgram experiment, Alex, the Stanford prison. All of a sudden, this glorified, sky-cap, federalized, I don't know who he is, all of a sudden, this guy's authority is being contested by some little lady, and he talks into it, we've got an opt-out. I mean, he didn't and I said, I cannot believe.
It's like in Star Trek. It's like in Star Trek. Whenever the engine room is blowing up, they're like running around. Alert!
I know, and I'm thinking, and people look at it. What has she done? And she says, "Why are you doing this to me? What are you doing?" Now, understand something. This is the most amazing thing. I said, "Now let me get this straight, Sparky. Let me get this straight," which is a great way to start off all cross examination. You're telling me that because she has opted out for this particular type of inspection, the very inspection, the magnetometer, which you prefer in 99.9% of the time, that is not good. You must physically grope her to look for what? Now, of course, I'm taking pictures. I'm taking pictures, but thank God for the iPhone, unless Steve Jobs gets a hold of that and ruins that little ability to record life. I think it's called the First Amendment.
Yeah, they're now trying to have little spy systems that block you being able to record. Continue.
And, Alex, thanks to you. And I mentioned this on LionelMedia.com. I mentioned this on my nightly commentaries. People don't, and you must run into this as well. People think, you're making this up. What are you? You're making this up. Making it up. It's true. I wish I was making it up. So anyway, now later on, to give you an idea, I sent this to my friends. Have you ever been to Israel, Alex?
I know I haven't.
Okay, I've been twice. Now, let me tell you something. When you talk about real good at this stuff, at the Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv, they could do, Alex, anything they wanted. And believe me, most people would say, you know, they've got every right in the world. They could physically search you. I mean, they could do internal searching if they wanted, but they don't. Even they don't do it because they put their emphasis on intelligence. But think about this. When you have somebody who used to be in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, this mega, Brobdingnagian, and huge governmental colossus who goes into private practice or private lobbying and all of a sudden has this unique ability to introduce these rapid scans. And by the way, there was a, I believe it was a Columbia University medical professor who said that especially areas of the head, which are very, very sensitive to this type of ionized radiation, which we don't know how strong it is, how we don't know anything about it, but this is very, very carcinogenic, or has the tendency.
Yeah, that's even been in the New York Times as 20 to 50 times what they first said. They're not calibrating them or even following federal law to have radiation tests in every month, and they gave Congress fake tests. And then, of course, on top of it, what about the workers that are around it? They're the ones that are really being fried, but, hey, why do they care?
Let me tell you something. I told this guy one time, I said, let me tell you something, my friend. Believe it or not, I said, these people don't, you're a young man, I don't blame you, because you can, you know, Alex, you look at these people, and I don't think they go into this wanting to be, you know, stormtrooper-esque. I don't want to bring in Nazi imagery. I don't think they start off like this. But what happens is, let me tell you something. My friend, does the word Agent Orange mean anything to you? What does thalidomide, how nescient, how comatose are you? What did he say? You're going to find some walnut growth in your axilla or your armpit, and they're gonna deny, and you're standing there. When you get an x-ray at the dentist, they put something on your lap. They don't care about you. And what's happening, Alex, and this is the most important, it's tragic, but it's true. There is this thing. It's almost Skinnerian. The systematic habituation. the ratcheting up of more and more control, more and more submission, subjugating your rights, relinquishing your rights for a commerce, for a better good, terrorism, for this notion of being safer. And what happens is, I forget the fraud.
Lionel, stay there. You'll tell us what happens on the other side. We'll get into a bunch of other issues. As a former prosecutor, we'll get your view of people being arrested for videotaping the police.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, you can follow Lionel at Twitter, and of course his handle is twitter.com, Lionel Media. And our site is, of course, the Real Alex Jones after Twitter, and we've been using it more and more, and it's been slowly building up. We don't have 300 million views on there like we do on YouTube. I think Twitter is kind of another universe, but if you want to see photos of my French bulldog and also late-night rants, it's all up there on the Twitter account. Also, every week now on Tuesday, we send out a special report at InfoWars Insider. And we sent an exclusive, high def, not the live streams from Bilderberg, but the first Bilderberg footage we've released since we got back. 5 minutes of some of the most powerful information. We're going to be releasing more via that email. You sign up for free at InfoWars.com. Up at the right-hand corner, we don't do pop-ups and stuff, though. I'm thinking about it because it's so important to people to sign up for this. Because Twitter can censor us, YouTube can censor us. From the tech folks I've talked to, email is the best old low-tech, high-tech way to send video, audio, news blast. It's going to become a daily email 7 days a week. I'm in the process of hiring some more writers and video editors and folks right now to try to beef up the crew, because over time some folks move or move on. So as we gain more people, sometimes we lose people. But we're busy building it out right now. So if you want to get the InfoWars Insider, the first report was on Bilderberg. The second report was the World War III looming report, big detailed boil down. And then exclusive video that's on our own servers. And we got a big report coming up later in the week from Bilderberg that's going to be at prisonplanet.tv. We are going to be posting at prisonplanet.tv tomorrow the full with expanded interviews of my speech there at the Talkers event. That's going to be on prisonplanet.tv. And we're doing a lot of other special reports. And it is your membership at prisonplanet.tv that does finance much of this broadcast. You know, you can get most of what we put out for free at InfoWars, at Prison Planet, at the YouTube sites. But you get it first and in higher quality and a higher quality audio podcast in my book and Paul Watson's book and a lot of other films we're authorized to post, and my films first at prisonplanet.tv. And it's important with the internet kill switch and the open calls, the censor, alternative information, and YouTube saying we were racist and that they were going to shut our account down, and we showed the letter because the Obama poster of him as a joker is racist according to YouTube. I threatened legal action against them for violations of terms of service and defamation, and they removed that. We got the letter today. They took our honors away of being one of the number one channels, number one in many of the categories. And I'm not litigious, folks, but, one time when my sister was still in high school, a guy was stalking her to get at me and saying he was going to kill her, and cops wouldn't do anything, so I just sued him. That dealt with it real quick. Somebody says I'm a drug dealer when I don't even use drugs, I sue them. Sometimes I got to do it. And because some things are not entertaining when you're saying I'm a criminal. Now, if you're saying I work for Obama, that's funny. But we need to have our own media system. And so people are always, well, so what if YouTube censoring you? Have your own media system. I do. It costs 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free. So, yes, I give it to everyone, and then I say, if you'd like it in higher quality and to get it first and you believe in what we're doing and you want us to have our own system, prisonplanet.tv. And we couldn't do what we're doing without all of you that are members at prisonplanet.tv, and we've been upgrading it. We've been adding things. Some of the stuff that was 6-7 years old we found out was dead links. We've up, because when we upgraded, it killed some of the links. So that's been fixed, and we're going to we now have some of the videos in real high def. Not that many of you have connections fast enough to download those quickly, but we've got that. We're going to go to an a la carte system, prisonplanet.tv, and there's the online video bookstore, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, Pocket Constitution's free in all of them, infowars.com, or call 888-253-3139 to ask about any combos or specials. And it is your purchase of the books, the videos, and other things that make this broadcast possible. And when you're a prisonplanet.tv member, you get the live video stream of this show and the archive of that each day. So there are a lot of exclusive things as well at prisonplanet.tv. But see, it really is a donation to the InfoWar, war bonds, and the fight against the global crime syndicate with your prisonplanet.tv membership. Now, going back to Lionel, I know you've been exposing, as a former prosecutor, the fraudulent drug war. I know you're also concerned about this rash of police, not just arresting folks in their own front yards, but beating reporters up to a pulp when they try to videotape them, even from 100 yards away, or private security guards coming up at city parks and saying, we're going to arrest you if you don't stop videotaping. I mean, they're acting like that the new Al-Qaeda is anybody with a video camera.
Well, see, that's exactly right. Alex, just a couple of things that I wanted, just if I could, just to piggyback on what you were saying. You know, your whole sentiment, back, I watch it, I love what you do. You inspired me. Since 88, I was involved in conventional terrestrial talk radio, plain old talk radio. And I thought to myself, and I'm serious about this, I said, I want to do my own podcasting to say what I want. Not that I've been censored so much, but you'd be surprised just when you can talk without having somebody in the other room let's say a program director stare at you, or somebody on a class tour. There's nothing like when you're in the middle of an impassioned speech and some Girl Scout troop walks through, or you've got a salesman, or you have to stop just in the middle of what you're doing because you've got to take a break, which is fine. I love commerce. I love capitalism. That's great. So what you did was when I formed LionelMedia.com, you inspired me. And I could do my podcasting, and it's nominal. It's like the cost of maybe a Starbucks a month. But this is what's happening. And what I was saying, by the way, just quickly before if I could, what I did mention about you in our talker's introduction at the New Media Seminar, which, believe me, I don't think in its history, since Michael Harrison did this, and it is the preeminent talk, spoken word journal on the market. But what you've done is, and I said this kind of in passing, it sounded like a joke, but you have literally figured every means of communication. If smoke signals could ever be tapped, you're going to be doing smoke signals. If nanotechnology, if goldfish flatus somehow gave out a message, you're going to conquer that. You do DVDs, carrier pigeon, tapping on cell walls in prisons. If two people can communicate, the two cups and the string. And I say that because you have saturated this thing. And people say, how does this guy do it? And I'm saying, this is the most important thing. This isn't an act. What people have to understand about what you're doing, and I know this sounds like I'm not being praiseworthy, this is true. You can't do, Alex, what you're doing unless you really believe it. Because the veneer will come off, and you'll be able to see through the transparency so quickly if you don't literally eat, sleep, breathe what you're saying. And that's something which is a key. I want everybody in the talk radio industry to listen to what you're saying. Have you ever met somebody, Alex, who says, oh, hell, I can do what you're doing? You can just talk for 3 hours. That's easy. Really, Sparky? You really think it's easy? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go into a bathroom right now, and you start talking. And do not miss a beat. Don't bore them. Don't have them clicked away because they've got 9 million channels. Got iPhones with more apps than you can imagine. Lure them. Compel them. Pardon me, hold them over hour after hour, never bore them. Be sincere, and you do it. And Alex, only you would know this. Have you ever felt when you're done doing a 3-hour broadcast and you are at, to use Spinal Tap lingo, at 11 from the get-go, do you ever find yourself feeling like your brain's been cored? You are emotionally spent. It is a feeling of almost mental, emotional exhaustion.
It's almost every day. That's why I got greedy because once I'm on air, I have all these points I want to make and I get mad that I didn't cover this issue. My biggest drive is people being conned. I get upset by it and I don't like snakes and con artists and all of their fakery. So I want to show people the magic trick, but then I realize that I didn't do it properly. I didn't tell them all of it. And then I feel guilty, and so then I'll do a fourth hour, and then it's gotten to where over the years I have to go lay down on a couch for like 30 minutes, and on the way to the couch, there's salesmen popping up, and your wife's on the phone, and she just dropped the children off, and the way, there's a city inspector here, and you know, two employees are fighting in the back, and absolutely,
and Paul Watson's on his honeymoon. Paul, get up, Paul! No, but I gotta tell you something. There is something about this business, if you do it right, it's something that it is so important. I want to be corny for a moment. I say corny because I'm afraid of two things. I think you and I are very alike in this respect. First of all, have you ever done a perfect show? I bet you'll say no.
No, they're horrible.
Anybody, if you ever think, you say, how did I do that? How did I leave that out? Because that's the perfection. You've only got this amount of time, and you treat each broadcast like it's your last, like it's the only one.
Oh, does this happen every time I'm going to go on a trip? I'm not afraid of death. I get afraid I can die in a plane crash, so I always do a whole bunch of extra stuff right before I leave.
I know. Well, you know, one of the things you and I share, and by the way, another thing I tell people, you can always tell a lot about a show by the bumper music. And you and I, I think, share an affinity for the poet laureate of Texas, Townes Van Zandt. And I thought, how appropriate when I think of you. I think, you know, all the federales say we could have had him any day. And isn't how interesting, how prescient and Vatic and Pythonic that is, that Pontuan Lefty, and how that is in many respects correlates to what you're doing. Because I keep thinking, and I don't mean this, please, I don't mean this, I don't mean to be cute about this, because God only knows what you go through that the public doesn't know about, how your beloved wife and family must say, could you maybe just sell insurance, Alex? Please, you know, please, you know, this is a great calling, but we don't know, I'm being very serious, the sacrifices you make to do this. Because I keep telling people, you know when, you know, like you've said many times, you can tell you're over the target when you start taking flack. And as long as you hear Alex Jones on the air, you know he hasn't hit pay dirt yet. When he does, you won't hear him anymore. So your success is when we hear a dial tone, if they even have dial tones anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's a weird, the government, and it's not, by the way, it's not Obama, it's not Bush, it's the government, it's the superstructure, it's this amalgam, this Gordian knot, this hodgepodge, this almost supernal superstructure. They cannot let this get too popular and ruffle feathers. Because I got to tell you something, Alex. This is what I say on LionelMedia.com and this Twitter I love. I'm a Twitter fanatic. Another addiction I've got at Lionel Media. This is my dream. Not to in any way steal from Dr. King, but I have a dream. And that dream, Alex, is that one day the government says this. When I say the government, it could be 20 years from now. Whoever's in charge, it doesn't matter. State, local, city, Austin, city council, doesn't matter. I want people in office to say, oh, no, no, we can't do this. They'll never stand for this. They'll be out in the streets. We will kick these people off. You don't understand them. They read. They know. They vote. Oh, no, no. I want the government to be afraid of us. I want them to tremble at the idea of making, not Alex Jones or not Lionel, or not, no, no, but anybody upset, because it's the opposite. We quake. We live in fear. We are sheeple. We're habituated.
Well, I think that's the most successful thing I've done, not even consciously, because I'm just outraged and mad. And it's not that I even have courage. It's in the face of a bully, I tend to attack, not run. I flee forward, really, is what it is. Is that I've not been fearful. And I think that's been an example of people to stop being cowed. And I think the founding fathers said it. V for Vendetta repeated it. But George Washington said it. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And it's really just that simple. And government has gotten on a power trip. Control freaks have filled government now with bad folks. They're trying to kick out the good people. And raising that point, specifically as a former prosecutor, what's your view of the attack on the video camera? What's your view? Because you were saying a drug war.
Well, this is the thing. First of all, as far as this, you know, years ago, Alex, there was this kind of a firewall. There was a time when people actually paid lip service to this. CIA is international, FBI is national, NSA is this. And so there was this, it was illusory that there was this firewall, this compartmentalized, your jurisdiction ends here. Today, some very smart people, again, think 15, 20-year increments. You know, this is, they've got, whoever they is, but their thing's planned. The idea is that, hey, guys, I don't have to worry anymore about wiretaps. When I was a prosecutor, we actually had wiretaps. This is before technology. I used to prosecute, Alex, this is in the 80s, the early, well, mid-80s, obscene phone calls. Well, guess what took care of that one? Caller ID. Hey, isn't that great? Look at this. Electronics are good. It's electronic keyhole. People, hey, I like that. That's terrific. Surveillance is your friend. What's happening, too, very quickly about it, I went to the cameras. In New York, there's a terrible, terrible, terrible case. These four innocent people were slaughtered on Long Island at a at a drugstore, and some pill-crazed pain nut came in and blew these people away to steal opiates, oxycodone. Now, two things. People were saying, isn't surveillance wonderful? Isn't surveillance wonderful? And I say, wait a minute. Surveillance is wonderful. Vigilance is wonderful. Looking out for your neighbor, citizens' awareness, absolutely. But do not confuse a well-placed, privately, a security camera, a closed-circuit TV, with omnipresent panopticon government surveillance 24/7. Do not make that mistake.
Lionel, we're going to break. I want to come back and finish up with that and some huge new TSA news. How they say they're going to go after Texas now with their move to ban the groping. We'll be back. We'll take you out with Poncho and Lefty.
Living on the road, my friend, what's going to keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. You sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants. All the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know. Nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, not just the Internet King, but the Media King, showing that the alternative media is king. Drudge Report is linked to our article proving that the TSA said they stopped groping children under 12 last November, and then again in April, and now they've told us that it doesn't happen now, even though I just watched it a few weeks ago when I flew to New York here in Austin and coming back through Newark. They're at Liberty or whatever the name of it is. We need to get this added as an update to the Drudge linked article. TSA set to take legal action against Texas groping bill. They already had Perry's minion behind the scenes kill it when it had a unanimous vote in the House and near unanimous in the Senate. It had one vote against it they had lined up. And now, because of Perry being put on the hot seat, it's set to be voted on today. No, tomorrow, Friday. Feels like Friday because I don't ever have a day off. So every day is Friday, lusting after Saturday. But to make a long story short, they're threatening a blockade and a lawsuit, kind of like the feds always do. They couldn't pass the EPA carbon tax, so they just have the EPA do it, and then states are suing that, and the federal courts are ruling for the EPA. People thought that ruling earlier in the week was a good thing, that, some states were calling for more carbon taxes. People thought, the feds say only the EPA can decide that. No, that's terrible. They're saying the states have no authority. Why even have states then? But I digress. Lionel, it's awesome having you. I'd like to have you, someday when I kind of have a smorgasbord of different hosts that fill in over the 3 hours, perhaps have you ride shotgun with Watson so you can tease him the entire time. You know, he's the fill-in host. How do you like it when Watson fills in?
I'll tell you what, I like it. I certainly cannot replace you. But may I say something very quickly about why this is very important and why this TSA thing is? It is very important for this particular, and again, not the Obama administration, the government. Whoever replaces them will do the same thing. Alex, they cannot win. There has to be the message sent out that any attempt to thwart, to intercept, to stop, to interrupt the systematic complete control of people, their bodies, their persons, their communications, their computers, their Apple, everything will be fought viciously to give, and whether it means something or not, there might be people in the halls of justice somewhere that said, we don't care about TSA. It doesn't matter. We're going to teach these people a lesson. We are not going to let anything go. How dare you question your government? We're not a public servant. We're in charge. Your minions, your slaves, how dare you question us?
Well, they call it anti-government to even have an opinion about what you want in government, when that's what freedom's all about. In closing, and again, folks, I'm going to put out some special reports today on a host of issues dealing with this big TSA development. Watch InfoWars and Prison Planet and PrisonPlanet.tv. But in closing, next time you come back, we'll talk about it more. But briefly, your view on the drug war as a former prosecutor.
It is absolutely the most ridiculous waste of time. It has resulted in, right now, a boon for lawyers and judges and jailers and the like. The reason why people are involved in drugs is a very simple thing, either to use or to sell, and they sell to make money, and the reason why they make money is because it's illegal. So if you make something legal, that is not an endorsement by the government of its use. It just merely means, Alex, that if you possess something, you are not subject to criminal penalty. Do you know that if one of your kids, God forbid, had strychnine on them or cyanide, that may not be against the law? That's not a Schedule I drug because it's going to get you high. It'll kill you, but it won't get you high. Now, does that make any sense to you?
No, there's stuff under every sink that'll kill you, deader than a hammer, but because they don't hype it up and make it a big deal, statistically it's not very dangerous. Look, they made the drugs illegal because alcohol prohibition went out. They had to have something else to give the corrupt system a cut of the laundered money, and that's on record with the big banks caught doing it. Lionel, awesome having you. Great job to the crew. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.